This is the fourth and final series of leadership cues and clues. And we're discovering the strengths, the struggles, and the strategies to communicate with one another. And you have a wonderful manual that you can use as a tool with your team. And remember that leadership is effectively communicating your vision. And vision doesn't just mean long-term vision. It means like, what do we got to get done today, right? It means that whatever project that we're working on, are we effectively communicating? And there's a lot of things that get in the way of that. Just one of them is personality styles. And I'm a little bit tickled by today's subject because I have experienced what we're going to look at today in a very real way recently. So anyway, good morning, Lauren.
Good morning. How are you?
Can we give Lauren a big hand clap for keeping all this coordinated, making sure that I'm on here and everything? Of course, I mess with her sometimes. She's like, okay, today's leadership cues and cues. I'm like, today? Really? Like, just kidding. Anyway, so first, before I teach, let's get some feedback. So just let's say on a scale of 1 to 10, how do you feel that you are doing and communicating to different styles? And second question is, how do you feel your team is doing when it comes to recognizing and communicating with the different styles? So Jared, I'm going to start with you, and then we'll go to Evan, then we'll go to Jennifer, then we'll go to Mark. Go ahead, Jared.
For myself personally, I don't know that I communicate with them better, but I do recognize their personality styles better. I need to get better on, okay, to this person, I need to say this, to this person, I need to say that. When we were at the conference and sitting around the table and we were talking about it, you know, where there were seven of us there from our team, we had one of every personality style at the table. So we interact. So we have all of them there. And so I need to get better at learning how to communicate with them. But most of my team is on here, so I'll let them speak for themselves of how they think they're doing.
Yeah. So the thing is that it's, everything starts with awareness, right? Because sometimes we're just not aware. I know that, and I mean, when you're just, you don't even know that this exists, you're like, what's wrong with people, right? But now you're like, wait a minute. Okay. Nothing's wrong with anybody. We just aren't aware of this. So once you are aware, then you have the opportunity, responsibility to change and adapt. Perfect. All right, Evan, so it looks like you're with Schaefer.
Yep, I'm with Schaefer. And I think the awareness, when I'm working with our sales team, going call by call, talking about the challenges of what we're overcoming, maybe it's pricing, maybe it's just, just the thought of the HVAC product, whatever the case may be with the client, and creating that urgency. So acknowledging the two different types of salesmen I have, and what motivates them. I think that's the biggest challenge for myself, but knowing, you know, having them realize that I'm in the trenches with them, I'm seeing, I'm hearing what they're doing daily. I think that just being aware and just effectively communicating is one thing I'm trying to do as a new manager and to accomplish there. And then I also run our call center. So I have two wonderful individuals there that are handling the inbound and talking with them as far as on the booking percentages. So there's a lot of data that we're reviewing, but how do I effectively communicate? Okay, today we're not going to lose the day. So those are some things as far as just being new to the call center, managing it, but definitely just got my eyes wide open and always willing to over-communicate, but I want to get better at, you know, being more powerful as far as when being effective when communicating with.
Yeah. Yeah. So, man, you're getting a masterclass every single day in this, right? Because you're not only dealing with the team, but also the customers that you're dealing with. Are they, DISC? Are they level? Are they, And so I want to really encourage you guys to make sure that you populate this throughout your team. In other words, your language in your company, we should be using this on a regular basis because it's a big one. As a matter of fact, I just saw yesterday that Dave Ramsey is coming out with a leadership book about DISC. Now, their model is different than ours, and let me put it this way. Hold on. Let me stop the recording for a second. So it's obvious that everybody recognizes the importance of this and that leadership is about effectively communicating. The other thing that we have to recognize is that there's more to it than just DISC, right? Our value systems, like Evan, one of the things you were talking about is value systems. There's other value systems that come into play here, and there's value systems that cause people to do or say certain things. All right, Jennifer, I'm going to go to you. How are you and your team doing with DISC?
Great. I'm actually a part of Jarrett and Sarah's team. And I will say for me, it's kind of been a few different things, but I'm a high S. And so I think the word I used last week when we were talking is security. And I feel like understanding my S more has been helpful just to even recognize, hey, when this D is talking to me, maybe don't internalize things as much or, whatever. And then on the flip side, I work a lot with customers and trying to recognize where they are has helped me, on the sales side, how to sell to them. Should I be a storyteller? Should I get to the point? As well as, if it's a current client and, they're happy about something or they're upset about something, the best way to kind of navigate de-escalating. So I think just even trying to be aware and quickly trying to figure out where they might be has been very helpful.
It's a game changer. It's absolutely a game changer. Because if I'm a D and you're not getting the point, I'm frustrated. If I'm an I and you're just being factual and there's no feelings there, or an S, I'm frustrated. If you're a C and you're like, oh, everything's gonna be fine, like I'm frustrated, right? Okay, thank you for that. Mark, if you can talk, I'm gonna go to you, then I'm gonna go to Josh, then I'm gonna go to Sarah.
Yeah, I've been this is a great course. I've been sharing it with the leadership team at the service company that I sold. I'm still active and as an advisor there. So it's been because most of those people had been through DISC training before, but this is a little different now. This is focused in a whole different area. And especially now they need it as they're adding people to the team. So very exciting.
Yeah, one of the first things that needs to happen, even before you hire somebody, so you in an interview, you can do the quick outgoing reserved task people and get a sense talking to someone. And then when you decide to hire somebody, invest the $12.95 to find out for sure. In fact, Clark Allen, who is Chestnut's daughter, she was a little hard to figure out. And then we did the assessment, and a lot of things, made sense. So, very important. And then share that with them, coach them on that, and keep the team in the game when it comes to DISC. All right,
Yeah,
John.
this has been part of our onboarding since you introduced this to me in 2017, maybe. So, yeah.
You know how much I smile when I'm talking to somebody who started with us as a slave to their business and, quadrupled their business. I think did you start at 500 and went to 2.5 million or something like that?
Yeah, we were just shy of 4 million. So, yeah, 500,000 is where we started. Yes, almost
500
10x.
to 4 million. So that's like, yeah.
In sale value it was 10x. So, yeah.
That just makes me giddy.
Me too.
I was talking to a client yesterday, and they're talking to a business broker, and they've been with us for a number of years. And the business broker is talking about a $19.5 million valuation. I'm like, whoo, I'm about to know somebody who's rich. Right, Josh, and then Sarah.
Hey, I've been getting the stuffings kicked out of me with this disc. I thought I was good at it. I'm not as good at it as I thought I was. I just lost a high C employee who, as he left, said, "There ain't no future here."
Whoa.
And
Okay.
so obviously, I did not communicate the vision in a way that he could understand. My high D and my high I people have bought in wholeheartedly, and they gave him a hairy eyeball as he went out the door. So obviously I have some growing
Wait,
to do.
what happened when he went out the door?
They gave the term the hairy eyeball.
Don't
Never
think
heard of
I've heard that one before.
that's a bit,
Like
maybe a Midwest one.
the evil eye, is that kind of
The stank eye.
Oh.
Yeah. So, but no, we all love him, but obviously somewhere along the line, I did not communicate our vision and our goals clear enough to him.
Yeah, that's the other part of the other part of the vision is not just where the company is going, where are you going? Right? The very first thing I ask any candidate who's going to be on my team is tell me about your goals. Bob, is
That's one
that true?
thing.
Is that true? When I was interviewing you, did I ask you about where you see yourself in the future?
It's true.
100%. And we have to keep that conversation going. The challenge is if we're not like growing by leaps and bounds, people want to really like, skyrocket. It's a little bit of a challenge, but if you can give them something that they can run with that's going to make the company money and them money, then, that's possible. And again, that's why I'm buying companies, and a great thing happened yesterday. I don't know if it would have happened if I'm like fighting tornadoes and stuff, but it's a beautiful sunny day. And I leave Santa Rosa Beach, go over the bridge, and I knew this, but I didn't think about it, right? So you go over the bridge and it's just like country. And there's all these like little pieces of property with warehouses on it, little churches and everything. And I'm thinking, why am I thinking about having a rug cleaning plant in Santa Rosa Beach when we can have it out here where it's cheaper and all this land? And then we can just pop over to Santa Rosa Beach, 25 minutes away, 30 minutes away, pick up all the rugs and bring them back over the bridge. Duh. So I have a new project, and that is to find some property in whatever little town that was. I went through some cool little towns. Okay, so you learned something valuable there, right, Josh?
Yes, indeed.
Okay, now I'm going to give you some hope, okay?
Let's hear it. I need it.
Scott Zach, high C, when I wasn't very good at communicating and was not a good leader, let our company get in a lot of debt, he left me. He resigned. And I had to buy him out on top of that because he was a partner at the time. After I got my act together, guess who came back?
I saw Scott at the conference, so obviously he did.
Yeah. And I think he's been back for 12 or 15 years or something like that. Anyway, I don't know. He might be ready to quit again, though, because everything I'm putting him through right now. So you just go buy this business. You have no plan. You have not. I was like, well, that's what you're there for, you know? I mean, like. Right. So Josh Denton and then Sarah.
Yeah, well, I would say there's two things. Knowing that I'm kind of more an SI in the my front office admin sales, she's an SI. I didn't really kind of put all that together, but the interaction has been more interesting, and it makes me cognizant of trying to get projects done and across the finish line versus dancing around each other and you know talking a lot more about it instead of doing it. So it
Your
allows me to,
SI?
huh?
Your SI?
I've got SIC is what it shows. I'm gonna probably have to take that test again just to kind of fine tune that, but I show a little bit of a spread across all three. She is more SI, and I've noticed that just getting projects to the finish line it was a struggle, and being aware of that now makes it a little bit easier. Separately, watching the
100%.
interaction between two D's in my office. I've had to start trying to figure out how to, be the referee in a few of those matches. That's been a little bit of a struggle, yet it's an eye opener at the same time to at least be aware of
You and me both, brother.
it. What is Clark, by the way?
What is
I
what?
haven't what. Clark, my stepdaughter, what did you say she, do you remember what she tried tested as?
I think she's SI also. Let me see here.
I'd be surprised if she didn't have some C in her.
I was very surprised. Let me see if I can, let me see if I can find it real quick. I'll look it up.
Yeah, I'll ask her. I'm supposed to talk to her in a little bit. I'm curious.
Yeah. Perfect. Yeah, I was very surprised. Okay, so Sarah and then Heather.
I think it's been really good, really helpful, especially with like self-awareness. I'm definitely DI and just trying to like okay, to calm down for a second to talk to this person because they're not getting it done. So I mean, thanks for self-awareness. It's been really good. I started using it in our interview process, even for these like little kids, I say little kids, 15 to 17 year olds that we hire. And not with the formal test. We've done that for our adult employees. We do the formal test now. But for our little ones, I kind of give them scenarios and try to figure out, where they would be. And we've not hired a couple because I feel like they're not the right. Like a super high C is not necessarily doesn't make the best coach all the time because it's just faster and they have to be really energetic and all
Right,
that. So,
right.
yeah, so I give them a little scenario about a bridge and everyone's on top of the bridge. There's a party below. Remember that one?
Yeah.
I heard it at, I don't know, one of the things I've been through with you guys, but
Yeah.
so. Yeah, so it's definitely been helpful. I think along with Jared, I'm much better at recognizing it, but still definitely working on changing to talk to those people. But I'm much better at like trying to see what they are. I just need to be better about adapting how I am to them.
Right. Absolutely. You guys are about to experience something very special.
Yeah, we're so excited.
In April, I'm doing my very first dream retreat at the Noble House. We're going to release some more dates soon. Heather's going to be there too. We've done this on a large scale, 150 people, whatever. But this is like 20 something people.
We like to be the first. We beta tested a lot of product. We're all about like being the first.
I need that. Yeah, I love it. That's awesome.
So yeah, we do need those other dates though, because I promised my other, like, we're only taking two of the six kids at home, so we got to get the other four there, and so
Lauren,
I need. She sent me the last one in June. I just don't have any in July.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay.
She did.
We'll get there. We'll get there. Okay. I got to meet Heather's kids. They are so cool. I tried to catch you guys before you left town because I had something for Wyatt, but I'll have it for him when he comes back. So,
Oh, okay.
yeah. So tell me, how you're, I mean, like how you're doing with disc yourself. How's the team doing with disc?
So, as an SIC, everything that I've learned with DISC has helped me to not take things so personally. It's helped me be able to communicate better with my team because the majority of my team are all CDs.
Wow.
So, my husband and all the plumbers are all CDs. The office staff were pretty much all SIs or IS. So it's very helpful in knowing how to communicate that way. DISC has been life-changing for Kevin and my marriage.
Wow.
But then also for him dealing with me as an S, as an employee, and also our dispatcher as an S, that when he's talking to the guys, they can all just be very short, dry, to the point. They don't need any
Yeah.
flowery detail. But like when they call into Bethany and they're like, hey, I need this done and this done and this done and this done. And then every once in a while, he'll text back and, by the way, you're doing a great job.
Better late than never, right?
Yes. So he's been getting a lot better at that recently. And so Bethany has noticed a change. So that's been really cool.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
Yep.
Okay. So, great. So I'm gonna go to Kyle then Michelle. Got the Schaefer team on board today. Look at this.
We're coming in strong today.
Woo, coming in strong, baby.
So we use DISC for every new hire. We actually do it before we even do a third interview with them. So we go through three interviews and they have to do it before they come in for a third, just so we know. Is it going to be right, wrong? What are some things to look out for? It's not right or wrong for every position, but there's blind spots, as everybody knows.
Yeah.
So we try to do one team training on DISC at least once a quarter. Either myself or Cody, we're both certified, so we both will lead a training. We actually right over here on my wall is our team chart with where everybody is on that chart, so we can see it. We're getting better about putting the little one page of the flight space you're coming into when you walk into somebody's office, so it kind of says what they're all about.
Yeah.
I'm a CD, so I'm very task oriented, and so for me as a leader, it made a huge difference learning that because I care a lot about my people, but I'm really bad about showing it, and so I had to learn to let them know I care. And say it out loud, and that was tough. And I actually use it in my personal life too. My wife's done it. I did DISC on both my kids, so I can understand them better, and it's helped us get along a little better, and helped in the personal life. And then knowing when I'm going in for a one-on-one, I'll look at that and be like, all right, who is this person, and how do I need to treat them? Me and Nathan can go back and forth. Just we don't even say good morning half the time, and we're perfectly fine. We're just
And we're
straight to
okay with
business.
it.
We're fine.
We're
We're good.
okay with
It's like 11. We're like, oh yeah, by the way, good morning, after we've already had five
I love
conversations.
it.
So,
I love
but
it.
there's other ones. Obviously, you gotta have that good morning. How are you? How was your weekend? And
Yeah.
we're learning that. So
Yeah.
it's helped a lot.
You know, I was thinking about what Heather said. So you got the SIs in the office, which is what you want. Serve them, make people feel good, right? But then you got the CDs in the field. They're going to analyze the situation, figure out what to do about it. I've seen Kevin in action because he's helped me with stuff at the Noble House. So, I mean, that's a great combination. So if you guys support each other, I don't know why I noticed this, but I was watching the news and so they have, you know, these different reporters here, there, and yonder. And I notice how the anchor would build up the reporter and just like compliment them. It's like, that's good because they don't all do that. You know, some of them are like, you know, really dry, like, thank you, Howard. Back to you, you know. Anyway, all right, so let's go to Michelle and then I'm gonna go to Josiah.
Okay, yes, I love DISC. It made a huge change in my practice and my life. I got on board in 2020 and I'm after that got certified. So I'm CD, of course. I guess that's the right combo for an accountant.
Absolutely.
And my staff is mostly SCs. So it's been great, and I've been training them. I feel like I do well at it, like maybe 8 or 9, and my staff not so much. When I talk to them about it, they're thinking about it, but when they're dealing with clients, they're not quite fast enough to convert or process,
Yeah.
for a second. So it's really we're gonna work on that some more, and especially in sales. On the phone, I've learned how to adjust to clients, and that was for me my biggest relief in learning DISC was people that I thought were really irritating. I found out weren't really that irritating after I learned DISC.
Right. Isn't that
So,
funny?
yeah, so it was great, and then also applying it to people in my family became like the drama. Can really just disappear because the friction they think is there really isn't intentional friction, and
Right. It's not, somebody's not trying to, you know, do you wrong, you know what I mean? It's just how they're wired. That's just how the, and again, other factors come into play, like how are you brought up? You know, we're brought up that we're never taught this, we just caught this, that you let each person, you be you, I be me. We don't cross each other, we don't argue, we just, and then I married Denise. I mean, Italians from New Jersey, you think they're arguing all the time, like they're just communicating. And so, like, we would have a disagreement about something, and I just withdraw, and I couldn't understand why she got so upset about that. I'm like, I'm letting you have your way. And she's like, fight, fight, fight. And so I started fighting, and then we just laugh about it, you know, we joke about it. So now we can have these debates, and we're not really arguing. We're just stating our case, and it helped. So, by the way, I'm watching
Laughing
some.
loudly.
What's
That's
that?
what we tell the kids. We tell, they're like, oh, we're fighting. We're like, we're not fighting. We're discussing loudly.
Right, exactly. Okay, I'm gonna go to Josiah, and then I'm gonna go to Stacy. And then we'll get this, we need to get some training here pretty quick. Good morning, sir.
Morning, Howard.
Good to see you.
You as well. Well, this is very interesting. I don't have a lot on disc, and I've got to learn a lot more about it, I guess.
Well,
So.
we're gonna do the other thing that I'm gonna do is I'm gonna do some more DISC certifications this year at the Noble House.
That's something I should probably do.
Yes, my
Actually, that's
goal.
something I need to do.
Okay, all right. So, if we get, we probably get a group going right now. So just imagine this: you get certified in DISC, you got all the manuals, the training, everything to take back, and you get to go to the beach on one of the most beautiful beaches in the entire world. What?
Definitely, it's a winner.
Okay. So type in to me or Lauren or to the whole group if you're interested in that. Maybe we can get a group going out of this group right here. Who wants to be certified? Type it in.
If you want to send one of your team members too, feel free to type that in as well.
I will say, after doing the test, and it has helped me learn a lot more about myself and my interactions, and I need to implement that more with the team members, and we just bought like 25 or 30 of those test
Yeah.
profile. So I'm going to run everybody through it here.
Great. That's perfect. Beautiful.
Did
Love
that last week. So yeah.
it. Love it. Well, let me know if you need any help with that. Okay. Gonna go to Stacy and then Nathan. And we got a big group today. So the last session, everybody shows up. Tell me what I missed, Howard. I Stacy, Nathan, if one of you, Stacy, can you share or not? I'm going to assume that everybody's on this, not on video, can't share for whatever reason. Nathan? Michael Kuntz?
Sorry, I couldn't find my button.
I could.
Go
I'm sorry.
ahead.
Go ahead, Nathan.
Go ahead, Michael.
Well,
You're good.
okay. I'm just driving. I'm an SCI, so that's why I was going to let Nathan do
No, you first. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Yeah,
No,
exactly.
you. No, you.
And then get mad whenever I ain't got no time,
And you say, I'm sorry before anybody did anything, before that nobody, you didn't offend anybody, but you just say, I'm sorry for, I'm sorry, I'm sorry. No, you go first. No, you.
So true. Yeah. Well, my wife is an SCD, so we're similar, but she also gets tired of my wandering, it's 2 minutes. She makes fun of me. She says, well, you're planning to plan, things change. But I would say, I mean, I didn't know anything about this before I met you in the inner circle. And so it's helped a lot to be aware because, it's more, I enjoy being around other personalities. My employees are a lot of them are S's. I've got one I, which, she loves talking to people. So you learn kind of where to place people. You learn,
Right.
some people can't handle certain things.
Right. Yep. Yeah. And
It's been good.
you want them to be in the flow, right? So, you don't put someone, you don't put an I in accounting with the door shut. They don't see anybody all day. It'll drive them
Right.
nuts. And at the same time, you don't ask a C to go out there and do a presentation for strangers with no preparation.
Right.
So you can tell I've made those mistakes. Okay, anybody else want to share? Because I don't know who's able to or not.
I'll just quickly say I'm a DIC, so we're gonna get to like the training. We got places to go, people to see, results to get. Like, what's next? Oh, shit. Come on, Michael, get out of
I love it.
the way.
I love it.
But I'll just say that, I love it. It's been life changing, both in my personal relationships as well as business. And so, people like Kyle or Cody that have been on our team for 5, 6, 7 years know the oldie and know the current, right? And it's nowhere close to where I need to be. It's still growing and learning and getting better at it every day and recognizing those. But now it's in an environment where everybody, Evan's been with us for a couple of years, and so he hasn't seen it, but he has seen the other side of me, right? When pressure is high or stress and different things, my D can really start to come out. But we're all in a healthy environment now because we understand DISC, where everybody can call the other person out and nobody gets mad about it, right?
Right.
Whereas before, it was just so emotional and it was a train wreck. And so, yes, love DISC, use it every day. It's life changing in all areas of life and business.
Awesome. I'm at an Airbnb and I promised my son that I would turn his sweet potatoes off in the oven. So I went to do that and I realized I don't know how to turn this oven off, but I found it. Anyway, okay. Yes, I'll do it. Oh, how do I do this? Okay, anybody else want to share before I teach? Okay. All right, let me get my slides up. Today is a very interesting one because we're talking about the C personalities type. Can I get a
Yes and yes.
yes and a yes. Okay. Remember that we're talking about strengths, struggles, and strategies. And by the way, they are real. Okay. They're real. You know they're real. You've experienced it. I've experienced it. And this is a great resource. I chose this because you have that manual that's such a great guide. And if you don't have the manual, Lauren can put it in the chat, probably already did, and you can print it out. And that way you have this resource guide, just like a quick reference guide, right? Okay, so the cautious leader and the determined team member. Here's the strengths. Both leader and team member share a similar bent toward accomplishing tasks. As long as they share these goals, they can be very effective as a pair and mutually helpful. The struggles, if leader and D team member have opposing goals, the C leader will find himself or herself in a hopeless battle. The C wants things done right according to his or her standards. But right to a D is seldom as complicated as a C seems to make it. The D person simply wants to do it his or her way and get it done fast. The team member will tend to make decisions and do things quickly. The person will miss key details that are important to the C leader. Us Ds, we might drive it in the ditch. And I have experienced this in a very real way in buying companies. So today I have a meeting with my two partners and my company, my Fiber Protector of America. And okay. If it beeps again, I have to go over there. On the one hand, so this is a very interesting situation. So there isn't a more high C than John Browning the third, period, on the planet. And there's no higher I on the planet than Jim Bardwell. So these are my two partners. I'm a DI in the middle. And so it's a very interesting thing. John Browning has had to, we get our product, our product from our base product from Norway. It gets shipped over here. It gets shipped over here, and we learned a lot. So first of all, he had to understand the difference between like the conversion rate of the Norwegian franc or whatever they use over there and the US dollar, metrics, weights, international shipping, tariffs, all this kind of stuff. And first of all, I'm like so grateful because if I'd put that on Scott, he would have quit probably. You know what I mean? Like, and then Norway is like 7 hours ahead, and watching the emails go back and forth to get an order done. It's like, you remember when video games first came out? You remember Atari and they had Pong and how slow it was? It was like the little white dot would go across the net to the other side. And it was like watching paint dry. I'm like, just do it. Just do something. Like, and there was a lot of things we ran into that we didn't anticipate. We changed our EIN number, which meant that we had to process all the paperwork for international shipping and all this kind of stuff. So anyway, we finally got it done, but it has to be like every little checkpoint. I'm grateful that John did the work. At the same time, I'm like, can we figure out how to go a little faster? I bought a company in South Carolina, and I know what I'm doing, I think, but there's just things that have to be done, and a C needs to have everything like laid out. You know, this is the plan. And then, of course, as fast as I'm moving, to be able to communicate and all that. So I've like. So here's some things that could help the C. Here's some things that could help John, that could help Scott deal with me. Accept the fact that the D team member needs to have some control and ability to take some action independently. Be lavish in affirming the goals and accomplishment of this team member. This may not come naturally for you. I love what Kyle said, that he said, you know, gotta show it. This may not come naturally for you, the leader, since you often see how something can be done just a little bit better. Except that working with a D team member will be one change and challenge after another because the risk-taking is important to this person. I'm not really interested in risk-taking anymore, but I have like looked at all the things that I'm doing. Like, what's the worst-case scenario with the South Carolina business? What's the worst case scenario with the fiber protector business? What's the worst case scenario in buying the Noble House, right? So I've tried to look at, now the worst case scenario for all of us is that, you know, there's a major depression and, you know, you can't make money and all that, but, you know, somebody gets hurt or whatever. But realistically, what are the downsides, right? You got to look at that. So I'm not as much of a risk taker today as I used to be, and I'm in a much different position financially, so I can take a little more calculated risk, if you will. Do not argue with him or her. Your reasoning may not be convincing. When I decided to buy this company in South Carolina, Scott did not agree. And we had lunch, and I knew that he didn't agree with it. I didn't know if he was gonna like opt out, quit, or whatever. So I just asked him this question. I said, here's my assumption. My assumption is that your role is whatever I get involved in, you'll handle the financial aspect of it, whether you agree with it or not. Is that assumption correct? He said, yes. Said, okay. So we get debating back and forth. And he said on a number of occasions, I know I'm not going to win this argument. And I said, you're right. You're not going to win the argument. But at the same time, I've driven in the ditch enough that I do want to hear your reasonings. I want to hear what you have to say, right? Going back to our first session, D leading a C. Most of all, do not expect perfection. Even a D will quit trying if he or she is constantly criticized for not measuring up. You know, Ds need respect. If you have a D team member, they need autonomy. They need to feel important. They need to have some control. They want to be respected. They don't like to be criticized. So be careful with that. C to I, strengths. Your love for detail and doing things right is exactly what this I team member needs in order to be more balanced and successful in life. And this person can be a source of freshness and joy to you because you tend to be too serious. The struggles. You want to see some fireworks? Rewind several years when Scott Zach was my partner and Jim Bardwell was in sales. So, Jim, Where's the paperwork on this client? Oh, I don't know. So then they get in this battle. Remember, you guys have all this awareness now. We didn't have awareness. We knew about it. We knew it about disc. I've known about disc, but not like we do today. And so the two of them, boy, they would get in it. And as Dr. Rome says, an eye can be as high as a kite or low as a skunk. When that C leader criticizes that I who wants to be recognized, who wants to feel important, who wants to be friends with everybody, man, it can really hurt them. Since you're on the opposite ends of the task and people continuum, you may find it difficult to understand the I team members' persistent, intense need for fun. Because of your high standards, the I follower may not receive the praise and approval he or she needs. This may cause him or her to become disgruntled and uncooperative. Isn't it interesting that people tend to marry opposites, right? And I was doing DISC certification at the Noble House, and one of our high C attendees is married to a high I. And she said, I love the man. It's just hard to live with it. Oh, I mean, like right in front of everybody. I was like, okay. So here's your strategies. Here's her strategy. You must modify your expectations of this I team member. Realize that he or she will never give the same attention to details that you do. My son is an ID. His wife is a CS. And she recognizes that. He's never gonna like give the same attention to details. Like I just noticed that there's a like a little cubby for the shoes, and all the shoes that my son and I have left out already just overnight are now nicely placed in this little cubby. This person hungers for acceptance and approval. So look for strengths and praise him or her at every opportunity. That's going to be hard for you as a C. But again, this is getting out of your comfort zone. You don't have to live there, just visit there. Even if you have to throw up after you do it, just do it. Just do it. Appreciate the I team member for who he or she is. This person will do things that you could never do, even though his or her strengths are different from yours. Stop working on your projects and tasks long enough to give this person your focused attention. Do not push for perfection. Do not set your standards so high that this team member feels that he or she will never be able to reach them. C to S, strengths. Both leader and S team member will take things slowly, and you can enjoy a more reserved, low-key relationship. You will appreciate the S team member's easygoing, agreeable nature that avoids noisy conflicts. This is Scott and Johan. This is Scott and Johan. Just now, I'd like for them to maybe think out of the box a little bit and like but they work well together. They work very well together. The struggles, you may be frustrated when this person does not think through things the way that you do or share your enthusiasm for details. You also may worry about why you cannot seem to motivate the S person to strive for the same standards of excellence by which you operate. The S person wants everybody to get along. They want, they're sensitive to the feelings of other people. And that is Joe. Now, Johan's an SC, so he can bring that C up when he needs to. And he's just an amazing, amazing person. I took him to a seminar, a real estate seminar, several years ago. And that boy owns five houses. He's gonna be richer than me before too long. Another 10 years, he gets more real estate under his belt. I mean, like they got a system. He just works that system. It's amazing. Okay, so C to S strategies, be aware of your tendency to focus on critical tasks and doing things correctly. This person's focus is on peace and stability in relationships. Remember to explain how you want something done. Do not expect this person to figure out all the details by himself or herself. Show sincere appreciation for any attempted effort, even if it does not come up to your own standards. Sincere appreciation. If you want to know, like, how to just in a nutshell, how you communicate with an S, be sincere. D's and I's, they want recognition. S's and C's want appreciation. They're two different things. Appreciation, many times, is private. They don't want to be recognized in front of the group like D's and I's. Like, when I do my little disc four corners, I say, give the D's a big hand clap because they think they deserve it. Give the I's a big hand clap because it gives them energy. Give the S's a big hand clap because they really do deserve it. And give the C's a big hand clap because it makes them uncomfortable. Be careful with your criticism. Listen. If there's one thing a C can change, is understand that criticism can sound harsh even if you don't intend it to be. I get these emails from Scott, and not just me, my wife and different, I mean, it's just the way he is. Now we understand that. But if you read this email, it's like the whole world is about to end. And the first reaction is like fear, like, but then, so I've learned to pick up the phone and call him, and it's not that bad, okay? It's just he's doing his job. Most of all, do not set your standards so high the S team member feels he or she will never be able to reach them. This person will feel inadequate and will not feel valued. He or she will simply give up. It's a lot of C parents. They have S kids. And man, as a parent, boy, this is one of the most important things that you can ever, ever learn. All business, all of life is about relationships. Okay, C to C, we're on the home stretch. This is a natural combination to produce excellence. You can enjoy working hard together on some task or project and give full attention to what needs to be done. You're both prone to seriousness, and both of you are dedicated to quality, excellence, and doing things the right way. The trouble comes when the high C leader and the high C team member disagree on whose way is the right way. Both can quickly shut down and withdraw to plan their next move. Both tend to wage a war of indirect communication. Strategies. Be open if your C team member suggests a different way of doing something. Be willing to be flexible on some of your standards in order to finish a job in a mutually acceptable way. At the end of the day, everybody needs to have their eye on the prize, their eye on the outcome. What is the mission What is the per why are we doing this? What are we trying to accomplish? Let's not get caught up in so many details, but let's also not be in such a hurry. Let's not be aloof. Let's not be afraid. Let's balance is the key. And if when you go through the disc advantage, which we're going to do sometime probably this summer, I'm going to do a disc advantage course. And we're also going to do certification. We're going to do a lot of disc over the next few months. And remember that as you look in that booklet and you see under control and out of control, you're going to see at the top, the key is balance. Being able to use the gifts that all these profiles have and shore up the weaknesses by adapting. You can have everything in life you want if you'll just help enough other people get what it is that they want. The C wants to know that they're doing things correctly, they're doing things right. And even if it's too slow for me, I need to appreciate them for that because they might be keeping me from stepping in a big hole. Be careful when you correct this person. You know very well that criticism of your work is one of your own greatest fears. So don't do that to them. Do not overact when the C team member criticizes you. And again, even though I still get these like feelings, if I get an email about everything that's wrong and not the things that are good, that the world is falling apart, I can quickly recover and go, okay, so those are facts. That's great. No big deal. They're offset by these good things. And I'm okay with that because I have such an appreciation of how much C's have helped me in my life. Like you, this person needs to be valued. Be sure to express appreciation for what they bring to the team. Be careful not to set your standards so high that the C team member feels that he or she will never be able to reach them. Okay, and then of course you have the cheat sheets there. You have the manual as a quick reference point that you can go and relook at these. This has been a very fun series, and I've enjoyed doing it with you guys. We have it recorded in the bank, D style, okay, with sweet potatoes and all. So let me close this series with a story about love. As Mr. Zig Ziglar says, I don't know if I'll get this exactly right, but you could look it up. But it goes something like this. Love can be found in a sweet potato. You see, the redhead that he was married to for 66 years didn't like sweet potatoes, but he knew how much she knew how much he liked sweet potatoes. So he'd come home from a trip, he walks in the door, what does he smell? Baking sweet potatoes. So this is all about adapting to that other person. We also are human. That's not an excuse. When you fail, it doesn't mean that you're a failure. You can recover. You can say, I'm sorry. You can regenerate the conversation and reframe things. Okay? But remember that all business, all of life is about relationships, and there's no more powerful thing than to love other people and love them in their language. Show them that you love them. Yes or yes? Awesome. Well, this was fun. I didn't know this was going to be that much fun, but it was fun to me anyway. All right. Anything that needs to be said before we break? Did y'all have fun? Yes.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
For
Well,
sure.
great. Awesome.
Yes.
Okay, guys. Well, y'all have a phenomenal day. I have one question. What's going on over here at Is that Lila Walker? Lila or Lila?
Lila.
Did I ask you that before? Lila. Who are you with? Alpha and Omega?
Yes.
What are y'all doing over there?
Filling eggs with candy.
Easter's coming up.
Once in a while, eating some for myself. Ah!
I love it. All right. Bye, everybody. Y'all have a phenomenal day.